If you need to lose 50 pounds, this video is going to be really helpful for you. I recently had a coaching client go from 250 pounds down to 200 pounds in about 8 months. So in this video, let's go over exactly what I had him do, and I think you're going to find it really helpful. So what we're going to cover in this video is we'll go over my calorie deficit formula. I have about 7 or 8 slides to go through. I'm going to tell you how to cycle calories, which really helps with long-term weight loss. We're going to go over why it's so important to eat an adequate amount of protein and fiber. Then we'll talk about why I also like people to take diet breaks to come out of a calorie deficit from time to time. Really good for your metabolism. Then we'll go over why I put him on an intermittent fasting, time-restricted eating schedule, which also really helped him lose the weight. So let's go to the second slide. This will be a nice presentation. Let's talk about how to get into a calorie deficit. You know, if you're not familiar with me, my name is Mike Cola. I'm certified by the American College of Sports Medicine as an exercise physiologist. I've owned a gym in New York for over 37 years. I've helped like hundreds, if not thousands of people lose weight and get into amazing shape. And over the years, I've come up with this calorie formula that I think is incredibly effective and really helps people lose weight. And it's so simple. All you have to do is take your body weight and times it, multiply it by 10. So for example, this guy was 250 pounds. So I wanted to multiply 250 by 10. So day one, I want him to eat about 2,500 calories. That'll put him in a nice calorie deficit. A general rule is if you want to know what your maintenance calories are, multiply your body weight by 15. So we calculate his maintenance calories at about 3,700 calories. The only way to really know is if you use an app like MyFitnessPal and you track everything for a couple of weeks, see how many calories you're eating, see if you're gaining or losing weight. That's the best way of doing it. But I find this formula works really well. You want to get into a calorie deficit, multiply your body weight by 10. But I also like people to actually cycle calories. Eat more some days, eat less the other days. And he wanted to lose weight relatively quickly, so he wanted to be more aggressive. So for day one, I had him eat 2,500 calories. But then for day two, we multiplied his goal weight, which was 200 pounds by 10, and we put him on 2,000 calories. So we kept on cycling. I like to cycle calories. It's a lot easier to stick to a diet when you know that some days you can eat more and other days you can eat less. But I have more examples of this in the presentation. So let me break it down for you. So Monday, for example, he would eat 2,500 calories. Tuesday, 2,000. Wednesday, 25. Thursday, 2,000. So 25, 2,000, 25, 2,000. That's what we did. It worked really well for him too. Now, why do I like calorie cycling? A couple of reasons. First of all, it's like I said, it's much easier to stick to a diet when you know you're going to eat more some days, others less. Plus, it minimizes your body going into starvation modes, like metabolic adaptation. Whenever you lose weight, your metabolism is going to slow down to some degree. Just think you're a smaller person. It's actually a good thing. But you can over-exaggerate metabolic adaptation by too aggressively staying in a calorie deficit. So I like the idea of cycling with him, 25 to 2,000, good for metabolism. Plus, sometimes I'm even going to want him also to take a diet break over this 8-month period where he's going to completely come out of a calorie deficit and eat maintenance calories. That's another great strategy for keeping your metabolism up when it comes to long-term weight loss. Let's go to the next slide. This is another key component to the diet. The two main things you really have to focus on when you want to lose weight is first getting into a manageable calorie deficit. And the second thing is eating enough protein. Because when you're losing weight, you want to maintain your muscle mass. Along with resistance training, eating protein will do that. Plus, when you're maintaining your muscle mass, when you're losing weight, you're keeping your metabolism up, which is really key. This is the formula I like to use. I like people to take their goal weight and multiply that by 0.7. That's if you have a lot of weight to lose. If you only have 10, 20 pounds to lose, you can multiply your body weight by 0.10. But in this case, for this guy, his goal weight's 200 pounds. We multiply 200 by 0.7. I want him to eat a minimum of 140 grams of protein every day. And there's other benefits to eating protein as well. First of all, protein has the highest satiety out of all the macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbs. If you eat protein, you have a steak, have some salmon, you have some eggs, things like that, you're not hungry for hours. Is the combination of the protein and the fat together is really good for maintaining, minimizing hunger, increasing satiety, right? Also, protein has a high thermic effect, meaning that you're going to burn up 25 to 30% of those calories just digesting and processing the protein. Calories, protein, two most important things to track when you're looking to lose some weight. I like to add a third thing too. For example, if you're in your calorie deficit, so you're doing good, right? And then you're eating an adequate amount of protein, you can actually like kind of experiment with how much fat and carbohydrates you want to eat. I personally lean to more of a lower carb, moderate carb, whole natural food diet. But some people can just backfill the calories in with almost anything and still do well. But what I like to tell people that if you're tracking your calories and you're eating enough protein, if you also eat enough fiber, say you eat 20, 25 grams of fiber, it guarantees me and you that you're eating healthy. You know, you're eating fruit, you're eating vegetables because you want the fiber. So if you keep within your calorie limits and you need an adequate amount of protein and eat a good amount of fiber, you're eating a great, healthy, whole natural food diet. There'll be no room for junk food, for cookies, for cake, for your trigger food, because you'll be over your calories, right? You won't be getting enough fiber. So calories, protein, and fiber are the three most important things to track, in my opinion. I've been doing this for 40 years when it comes to losing weight. Let's talk about another thing we did with them. I also find that intermittent fasting, time-restricted eating really is a great strategy for helping people eat less. Plus, there are health benefits to being in a fasted state. So what I did with this guy, and this guy was in his 50s, executive business guy, really busy guy, struggling to lose weight for such a long time, kind of yo-yoed for half his life, but this plan really worked for him, and I really think he's going to keep this weight off indefinitely. He's really happy. He hit like 197 pounds. He's like thrilled. It took him about 8 months or so. So this is what we did with him. And just so you know, the difference between intermittent fasting and time-restricted eating is, if you're doing like a 16-8, where you fast for 16 hours, taking all your calories with an 8-hour eating window, if you did that every day, I would call that time-restricted eating, time-restricted feeding. If you did it intermittently, maybe once, twice, three times per week, that would be intermittent fasting, because intermittent, say, is in the word intermittent fasting. This is what we did with this guy. We gave him a time-restricted eating strategy. He fasted every day for 16 hours, took in all those calories, 2,500 calories one day, 2,000 calories the next day. He did it mostly with two meals, a protein shake, protein bar, a protein snack. This is exactly how we did it with him. On the days when he ate 2,500 calories, he'd wake up in the morning, he'd have his black coffee, stay really hydrated. He was busy, went right to work. Then he would break his fast, say around 11 o'clock. I want him to eat three full meals though, equaling 2,500 calories with a minimum of 140 grams of protein, 25 grams of fiber on the days that he was doing 2,500 calories. He can have three meals. But on the days when he was doing 2,000 calories, he did more of this. He did two MAD, only two meals within the day, within an 8-hour eating window. And then just a protein shake or protein bar, something like a Greek yogurt, something like that. It worked really well for him. I also want him, he also was doing resistance training. He was walking every day. He was walking 60 minutes every day. He was doing resistance training 3 days per week for like 30, 35 minutes. On the days he was doing the resistance training, those were his higher calorie days, when he was eating 2,500 calories, three meals. On the days when he was just walking, doing his cardio, those were his low calorie days. I love that concept too. Plus he had the benefit of being fasted for 16 hours every day, lowering his insulin level. A lot of his numbers were borderline, cholesterol, you know, his hemoglobin, the A1C. They all improved, you know, dramatically when he lost a little bit over 50 pounds. That's another reason why I like the idea of that 16 hour fast. It could really increase your insulin sensitivity. It's just a good healthy thing to be in a fasted state, in my opinion, for 16 hours. But the main benefit for most people is it's so much easier to eat less when you give yourself a smaller eating window. You've only got only two more slides to go. Okay, let's talk about diet breaks. This is another thing, a strategy I did with him. The fact that he was eating 2,500 calories one day, 2,000 calories the next day, he really was in a calorie deficit for both of those calorie numbers, even though he was cycling. I personally call that a negative cycle. But if you're cycling calories and you're coming in and out of a calorie deficit, say for example, let's say he was eating like 3,200 calories, which was maintenance, say 2,000 calories, which was deficit, he probably would never, ever, ever have to take a diet break when you go to maintenance to deficit. But the fact that he was cycling calories in a deficit, I did want him to take a diet break every 6 to 8 weeks, eat maintenance calories for a couple of weeks. It's really good for your metabolism. Plus mentally and psychologically, it's a lot easier. If he didn't do that, I think, you know, his metabolism may have slowed a little bit more than I would have liked. Plus he just felt like he needed a break every 6 to 8 weeks. And it took him, you know, that's relatively quickly to lose over 50 pounds in 8 months. He did incredibly well. So this is what we did. Every 6 to 8 weeks, I took him out of the deficit I didn't go quite 15 times multiplied his body weight. I think we put him at about 3,200, 3,100 calories for like, 7 to 12 days, like something along the lines of that. And he did really well. And also sometimes too, when you're always in a deficit, sometimes, you have to make sure you're taking in enough vitamins and minerals and nutrients. And the fact that he was able to up his calories every six to eight weeks, he loved it. And I think that's going to be like a long-term strategy for him. He's going to keep on going in and out of a calorie deficit to maintain the weight loss. Maybe one day he'll eat, maintain his calories. The next day he may go into a deficit to kind of control his weight long-term. I love that strategy too. And this is pretty much his workout plan, like really, really simple type of things. I actually had him do more than this, but I wanted to give you guys an example of what you can do like minimally just to maintain the muscle mass and improve your fitness and health while you're doing calorie restriction. I had him walk every single day, 60 minutes. Do the best you can. I know that's pretty time consuming. If you even do like 20 minutes, maybe twice a day would be incredible. 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening. I love that. The simplest resistance training workout you can do at home. I had him do more than this though. He was actually came to my gym. I own a gym in New York. He came to my gym couple days a week. You can do like body weight squats, you can do push-ups, you can do planks. Just create the response, meaning that when you're losing weight, it's so important to do some type of resistance training because you want to maintain that muscle mass. If you walk 60 minutes every day and just did like maybe three rounds of squats, push-ups, and planks at home for 15 minutes twice a week, you're good to go. That would be great. I mean, give this program a try. I really think it's pretty effective. The key, just to review the whole thing, whatever you weigh, let's say you weigh 175 pounds and you want to get down to 150. Let's say you want to lose 25 pounds. It's so simple if you follow these simple steps. Number one, multiply your body weight by 10. Say you're 175, 1,750 calories. Your goal weight is 150. Multiply that by 10, 1,500 calories. One day eat 1,750, the next day eat 1,500 calories. Let me figure out your protein. I'm going to take that 175-pound person who wants to weigh 150. I'm multiplying 150 by 0.7, 0.7. That's 105. I want you to go more. Eat up about 120 grams of protein per day. I would do something like that. Let me go 170 multiplied by 0.7. Yeah, that's 120 grams. I see when you only have 25 pounds of weight to lose, don't use your goal weight. Go with your body weight. 1,750 calories one day, 1,500 calories the next day, 120 grams of protein every day. Try to get 20, 25 grams of fiber. That's the diet component. Then you want to walk 60 minutes every day. If you can do 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening, you're killing it. You're going to do incredibly well. And then you have to do some type of resistance training. If you're a member of a gym, you can just do the circuit, spend 20 minutes, 25 minutes, two, three times per week. Or you can just do some calisthenic body weight type movements at home, like squats and lunges and push-ups. You can buy those resistance bands. Spend 15, 20 minutes, two, three days a week doing some resistance training. It's going to keep your metabolism up. It's going to keep you just strong and fit. This formula, this plan works. I've done it with so many people. If you have any questions, leave a comment below, but get started today.